we return to Down to Brass Tacks and we proceed with moderator Peter Wickham. Peter?
Thanks, Dennis. Good to be back with you. And I imagine that you would have heard and been able to digest the three presentations from the medical practitioner along with the Commissioner of Police and the Attorney General. And you understand essentially what's happening on the COVID front. Of course, we are committed to bringing that information to you just as we are committed to the conversation that takes place here every day between 10 and 2. So we had a gentleman on the line. I'm not sure if he's still with us.
I'm still there, Peter.
Good. So engage me in this politics talk.
Right. Before I go there, Peter, I want to ask you a question, though. I heard Minister Ayrburn said to the people who are lining up at the post office to go next week. Tomorrow is a working day?
No. Yes, tomorrow is a working day, and then Saturday, Sunday off, and then Monday will be normal. So, tomorrow is an option.
Yeah, but he keeps saying...
It's just that tomorrow is going to be busy, too. He's saying tomorrow is probably going to be very busy.
So he told him to go back next week. So either one left tomorrow...
Right, because tomorrow is going to be just as busy, so it's best to just go next week.
No, I think there's a good tomorrow, and he's off the crowd from Monday then. If everybody didn't know that Monday I'll go there and sit again, the same problem. So that's what Sam goes again tomorrow. You know, he's the congestion, because he don't really like congestion that you're getting all the time. Foolishness. Now, I was speaking to you, Peter, concerning comments from World of Pizza asking for voting or confidence against Prime Minister Mel Motley. You know what, Peter? I was more than flabbergasted when I heard those comments coming from Verda. Because, Peter, when you look within the Democrat Labour Party, and I ask myself if Verda really understands what she always would say or saying when she comments on these non-issues. Because, as I say now, Peter, I honestly believe when I look within the Democrat Labour Party, with Verla de Pisa as the president of that particular party, I think now is more than ever the reason why there should be a vote of no confidence against Verla de Pisa. And I hope that some individual, whether man or woman within that organization, would come forward with such a vote of no confidence against the good lady.
But who going to bring it?
But I hope someone would do it, Peter, because let me tell you why.
You can't do that. You ever check the way the Democratic Labour Party executive and leadership is set up with general counsel? The president co-opts so many people on the executive and general counsel that she's immovable.
Okay, well, you know that.
The way that the political, and I shouldn't say the Democratic Labour Party, the Barbados Labour Party is not very different either. The way these political parties in the Caribbean that are operated on that same kind of socialist model, they basically... The president has power to co-opt membership in a way that makes it very, very difficult to move the president. So, and then the other point is that member Verla has been strengthened based on the fact that she beat George Pilgrim.
Yeah, so you mean they can only remove her at a conference then during the conference?
You remember David Thompson removed Clyde Maskell. He was removed as leader. But the circumstances were special. They had a special conference.
Correct.
And then David had people within the organization that were rooting for him. I don't know that Verla has that there are people, there's an alternative that has people behind them rooting for them in that way.
So which means you can only remove her then at the general conference, you mean?
Well, when basically she's elected, yeah. To me, that would be the easiest route. The alternative is that you have a special meeting like they had for David. But that would require that there be an alternative person that has the kind of support that Thompson had. And I don't really know that there's another person in there. If you weren't to have her, who would you have leading the Democratic Labour Party? You could send for Donville?
Peter, the honest truth, huh? I would look for some young, budding person who I would believe more, I would put more confidence in at the present moment than Verla de Pisa.
But like who?
It would be hard also to do such because, as it stands over the Democratic Labour Party, there's no real person that you could really identify to lead that organization. And it's sad to see an organization where the former Prime Minister Arabar Bell could find itself in such an awful position. You know, I sometimes cringe when I see what happened within the Democratic Labour Party. And Peter, Why I also believe, I should tell you this, there should be a vote of no confidence against Verla. If you look at what happened in the last couple of weeks within that organization, something tells me that something has to be fundamentally wrong with the leadership of Verla de Pisa. I spoke to you last week, Wednesday, and I mentioned to you of a resignation. You remember I told you about that, the guy?
Yes, you did, yeah.
You know, Peter, since that we had a resignation also from the Democrat Labour Party yesterday, a day before? You heard about that one?
Somebody actually messaged while the press conference was going on, and they were asking for a comment on the resignation of Williams.
Henderson Williams.
And so I don't know whether you want to comment on that, no.
Right, Henderson Williams, he resigned also, he was the treasurer, and he resigned for the executive and indeed the Democrat Labour Party.
Mm-hmm.
So something tell me, and I must say, whenever you see these resignations from this party, Peter, don't believe for one moment that just that one individual like moving on. These persons have people that close to them who also would move from the Democrat Labour Party as well. Well, it'd be one, two, three, or four persons. They always take alongside young, bright person from within that organization with them. And we had about eight so far on the world of Pisa. So tell me that something is fun.
I'm saying the thing with Williams, though, is that Williams was brought into the Democrat Labour Party by Chris Sigler. I've always found him to be very close to Chris. And I was wondering whether he is a proxy for what Chris might be thinking but not doing at this point in time. I don't know what you think.
Well, you know, bring something to me. I didn't even say that far, Peter. But
yeah,
that may be the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, Verla can't really stand on no proper ground to call for a vote of no confidence against this present prime minister. And I must also say to you, Peter, you know why I'm really, really embarrassed and confused with nonsense Verla doing or saying all the time? Let me tell you this. This is the same Verla Pisa who, prior to the last lockdown that we had in this country, Prime Minister Mayor Molly takes her and opposition leader, at least Joe Attlee, into her confidence and bring them to get ideas from them whether to impose certain restrictions in the lockdown. Mm-hmm. And certain recommendations that Verla made, Prime Minister Molly included them.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was always calling, as you said, for a lockdown in the entire country for a long time. And then after Prime Minister Molly decided to come with the lockdown, Verla said there's something that should be taking place ever since. And she supported the idea of what Prime Minister Molly did. I mean, when Prime Minister Molly go out of her way, you understand? Because she don't have to do it. She didn't have to do it. Verla don't have a seat in Parliament. The Democrat Labour Party don't have a seat in Parliament. Joe Attlee is the official opposition leader right now of Barbados. She could have bypassed Verla. But Prime Minister Molly continued to make the mistake by including Verla in everything she do. And you know, Peter, I always say a spy had a song, 60 million Frenchmen cannot be wrong.
Mm.
All these resignations from the Democrat Labour Party tell me that something is really, really wrong with the leadership of Verla de Pisa. Because all these resignations cannot be the fault of the individual. Something has to be wrong with the President of the Democratic Labour Party. I thank you.
All right, sir. I thank you very much, too. My challenge is I don't know what is wrong, but I am agreeing with you that all is not well. I think for me, I have already determined or I've already decided within myself that we will probably have to wait until the next election to see any kind of change or movement within that organization. Because I don't see anyone challenging Mr. Pisa for the next 2 years. I think that with the exit of George Pilgrim, that's pretty much it for now in terms of opposition. So let's see what happens. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. Good morning and welcome. You're on Down to Brass Tacks. 4341790, good morning. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air, 4341790.
Good afternoon, Peter. How are you?
Hi, afternoon, Miss P. How are you doing? Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too.
How's the neighborhood?
How's
the neighborhood? I said, how is the neighborhood doing?
It's okay. Things are okay. You know, for one problem, now that I'm up later at night, I do hear the kites. But see, once I go to sleep, it doesn't bother me. But I know there's a lot of elderly people in this area. You know, it's more elderly than younger people, and it must affect them at night. It must. I wonder if those drones, someone who I paid my taxpayer money to send to school, could find a way to get one of those drones to go up there and lick them all out of the sky at night. There must be a way. There must be an answer to this for a lot of people. It is disturbing. And I heard the school teacher talking about it on the news last night. Number two, people are coming to me, Peter. They did not get a package. They called, they put their names down, they gave their national ID numbers. They did not get theirs. I know for a fact that when I was coming from Savings Plus on Friday, the trucks were going by the with the food, because you could see it on the back, and they went up in Eden Lodge. I got that news. But they never came down on Whitehall number 3, where there are at least 4 families who desperately need those packages. Some of these people have not worked in over a year since this came down. They've been out of jobs. It's not like they never worked. They did work, and they have children, and they have old people. And this thing about waiting till Monday for pensioners to cash a check, well, give me a break here. They should have got their checks on time. People live from pension check to pension check. They don't have that food. They're hungry. I just had to give someone a little piece of my money to go stand in line to get something to eat, because that truck they were depending on never came. And I have an answer for that, because they say every time you complain, you should have a way of figuring it out. Common sense tells me, from all the years that I worked, I believe in organization. I don't have to be organized anywhere else but on the job I'm being paid to do. They should let everybody know in what districts they're coming to and when, so those people will be prepared for them. They can't go where they want to. They can't meet some pretty girl on the street and decide, oh, you need a package? You can have a package. Where is the organization in this? If people don't want to believe in the government, it's because they see these little flaws. And you can't trust anybody when you see all these little flaws. It's time to sew up the seams so that we say, okay, this is a competent, they're competent, I like the way it's handled. People are staying by the doors and they're waiting for the defense trucks to pull up and get their food. The defense guy, they told us a million times, they should come to your door. That was not happening in Eden Lodge. Trust me on that one. And I don't ever come onto this program and tell lies. I ain't got no time for no damn lies. I hate a liar. Right.
Miss B, I'm going to ask if you can reach out to me via WhatsApp. If you have information on people who are within the area, within the constituency, who are registered to receive packages and have not done so, can you please pass the information on to me and I will pass it on to ensure that they receive their packages. It's not a situation where you have a truck driving around just giving people as they wait. The understanding is that person should have expressed an interest. It should be registered. There are various mechanisms which are being used to register people. If all of those mechanisms have missed and people have registered and they still haven't received some, can you please just pass the information on to me and I will ensure it gets to the correct authorities.
I'm going
to
put it on your messenger, okay?
Messenger, no problem. But you don't like WhatsApp?
Well, it's not that I don't have WhatsApp, but I'm not registered with you on WhatsApp. Oh, maybe I can. I know how to do it now.
Yeah, the kids taught me
how to do it. Yeah, I can transfer
whichever way, I can pass it on and get it to there. Because that's the thing. The important point is people who are in need of packages are supposed to register. and it should get to them. And then I realized that for a lot of people, they've been waiting, expecting a truck to pass and just give them. But that's not the way it's supposed to be working. The idea is that when the truck comes, you're supposed to know where they're going first and foremost. So anyhow, you pass the information on to me, Ms. P, and I will ensure that it is sorted out. Okay?
Thank you very
much. Thanks a lot. I look forward to hearing from you. I just got some news that Granny Yusilis, I don't know if Dennis knows Granny Yusilis, a Trinidadian lady who was known for running marathons well into her 80s. Granny Yusilis has apparently passed away. I'm only just hearing this for the first time. I actually competed against Granny Yusilis, I believe it was 93, in a competition it was in Toko, it was Mayaro Coconut Run, and it was a 10K, and of course, she came ahead of me. I was a bit younger at the time, but she still finished ahead. Granny Yusilis is a giant of a woman, and she is a person, as I said, who kept fit well into her 80s, and she would always run a marathon or a 10K whenever there was something she was running. So she has now passed away. So condolences to her family, to know that she blazed an extremely important trail. If she was 80 back in 2003, she would be well into her 90s by now. So it's an excellent innings, an outstanding innings, and a remarkable woman, and certainly a role model for many of us who believe in health and physical fitness. Down to Brass Stacks, good morning. Good morning and welcome. Good morning and welcome. Down to Brass Stacks, 4341790. 4341790, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Vikram.
Morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I called because I want to make 2 points. I want to ask a question. I want some help for a guy that who lives in Skeetshore. His name is Gerald. He lives in a house near the canal, but I mean, it's in a dilapidated state. And I feel like, you know, that he really needs some help. I would like the authorities, somebody could come, even the COVID-19 team, that they could come and look and see, you know, where he lives. Call the house, you know, I walk our mornings a little bit. So I passed there and I saw that the house, you know, that it ain't good enough. I think that somebody should really come and go and look into the place and see the condition of the place, right?
Where is it, you said, ma'am?
It's Kitsuot.
It's Bank Hall?
Yes, Kitsuot.
Okay.
Kitsuot. So I would like, at least if somebody could hear me now, that if they could come in and look.
Could you possibly leave some contact information with Dennis, so that we can get the information to someone?
Okay.
If you can do that before you hang up, just leave your contact information. You have WhatsApp?
Yes, I got WhatsApp.
Right, good. So if you leave it with Dennis, we'll WhatsApp you and get some see if we can get a direct link with that person.
I want to ask another question too.
Sure.
I'm listening to the currently briefing here that the that is coming over, but I find that the Honorable AG is calling Liz Thompson as Liz. I mean, everybody is addressing her as Ambassador Liz Thompson, and he's addressing her as Liz, and I don't feel that in this forum that Liz should be the appropriate name. I mean,
what's her name, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Mom, she named Liz.
Yeah, but look, all the other people saying Ambassador Liz, and he's saying Liz.
Yeah, because they don't obviously have this. Mom, don't worry about that. They don't have the same kind of relationship with her that he has with her.
Okay.
That's just the way it goes, ma'am. That, you know, you may find that, you know, sometimes a minister will call on the program, and I would refer to them as minister, and sometimes I will call them by the first name. It's not a disrespect thing. Fortunately, she is not the type of person that insists on being called ambassador or excellency or anything like that. She's cut from different cloth, so don't worry about it, man. But you get that information you get that information to Dennis, please.
I want to ask another question too. Mm-hmm. The next question that I was thinking about these two persons that, You know that they're going to hold because of the different things that they have done. I honestly feel that they should give them community service too, because there's so much bush in all different districts and areas. And whatever district that they live in, I feel like they should give the community service in the district. Don't make them pay no money. Let them come and clean up the district. Cut down the grass, clean the bush, make the areas, all the different areas, make them looking good for the dengue and all the mosquitoes. That's my input for today.
All right, ma'am, no problem. So leave the information with Dennis, please, all right? Down to Brass Tacks, remember we are on 434-1790. You can also reach us on 233-IVOB, 266, my apologies, 266-IVOB. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. We've had a day with several breaks, firstly to go to the press conference and then to the regional roundup. We have another break at 12:30 for the latest news. In the meantime, let's see if we can have a discussion or two. And I say good afternoon and welcome to the next caller. You can also
email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Brother Wickham?
Yes, sir.
I have one or two little things here that have me a little confused. I hope I don't take up too much time, so I'm going
to
start.
Sir, I will beg you not to turn down the radio, because it's going to be difficult for us to have any kind of conversation until you turn it down.
I'm going to work on that immediately. That's better?
Yeah. That's better, yeah. Yeah.
But appreciate it. Now, I passing and it's saying every little nook and cranny, supermarket, mini mart, man, it bursts with people, by the way. It bursts. Mm-hmm. But then I turn around and I hear about care packages. I want it sad if you guys who mark the care packages too, are they only for old people? Just wondering. That's one.
All right, no problem.
I would like some of these people in Barbados to stop crying every day, little children. They're hungry. Every day they crying about every little thing. They're crying. Now, I retired from work. So I was a poor man. And the first time in my life, I truly understand the statement that I've been hearing for years.
Mm-hmm.
Not what the country could do for you, what you could do for the country. The first time that I fully understand that is no.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. I saw in the press Mr. Franklin asking for the PM to resign unless someone else do the job or somebody could do the job. But I wonder if you meet somebody from the same site, over the aisle, or across the swamp. Just wondering. There's another one. Then there's a guy called Shoes. I was trying to get Shoes and get Shoes tall. There's a guy called, and he's speaking to a young lady, and at some point he's saying that he wondering what's going to happen after the 20th. If she dies, what's going to happen after the 20th? What she can do after the 20th if it don't work? What I would like that guy to do is see if he can get on to the press, to the international news, and listen to the world news and hear how all over the world, leaders train more than one thing, some feeling, some probably getting a little result, but they keep doing things because it's new. It is an unforeseen force, and nobody don't really know exactly how to deal with it. But what you expect this little country, they ain't got much heat. That gentleman, of course, I'm talking about. What you expect this little country to suddenly know how to handle it with the little resources that we got? And the limited amount of knowledge as in scientists and scientific whatever and labs and whatnot. Them is some of the things that got me confused. Now, I don't know. I guess I've been saying to myself, this ship, the guy from Trinidad said the ship was sinking. But that ship that was sinking was, I think he started with saying that it was the a luxury liner.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't got a luxury liner here. This here is the MV Trident, the out to sea patrolling. an enemy that you can hardly see, and it fighting as hard as it could. The captain up in the stern, up in the bow, whatever you would call it, injured, slightly injured herself because she taking some good hits. The vessel taking some good hits, boss, but she's still floating.
Still floating.
Still trying to get to shore. Still trying to get to shore. And I would hope that she get to shore with everything safe. People, look, she got crew members are working day and night below. On the deck, some falling down. Some sick, but they're still going along. They're still getting the engine work. They're still making things work. But these people out here still crying, little hungry children, every day and complaining and complaining. It got me confused as to why they're doing it.
Sir, what I would say to you, I like the analogy, the analogy with the ship. And the ship's still moving, and the captain's still at the bow, you know, directing things. That's a good analogy. But let me just say this to you, sir. It's all about perspective. And I think that those of us who feel that there's too much complaining enjoy the benefit of, one could say, relative comfort, that we don't have to complain. I do feel that for a number of people who are complaining, the situation is rough. And it's going to get rougher. So I would say buckle your belt for more complaining to come. Bear in mind, sir, that there are people in Barbados that have not earned a good salary for the better part of a year. If you think about a person who, let's say, for example, had a little taxi that working down by the port. I mean, that person could not have earned any income in a year. All the bills still coming in. So this is the kind of thing when you have to also kind of understand that a lot of people are complaining because a lot of people are hurting, you know?
Right.
But so I would say in consoling people that, you know, there are so many places where the situation could be worse, you know?
Most definitely, because I was about to tell you, that I was about to say that, yes, I can buckle my belt with some more complaining. But the people could buckle the belt for some more too, because there's countries out there, let me tell you, that I see, I watch the news, I see, maybe I might call it their country, they come along, they find it out there, you know. But you go to Canada, in Cuba, they got some guys, a bit of piece of oil, carry met parts and everything, and
keep them working,
you know. So they go to Africa, you see little children, they hardly got a piece of cloth on the body. And they see a camera, they smile, you know. Mm-hmm. So I would hope for better, you know.
Right.
But I hope the ship coming to shore, even though she battered. And I would like everybody on the wharf or in the port, when she sailing the port, I would like everybody port cheer she in. Let me get this right.
I'm with you on that, sir, and I believe that she can get in good. To use Carl Roberts' popular term, she can get in good. All right. Thanks a lot for calling, sir. I don't know if we have enough time for a couple more calls. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm a young Brass Stacks.
You are, ma'am. Welcome to Brass Stacks. You're on the air.
Welcome, dear. Good afternoon. I'm calling the Great Polyclinic for the past day and a half. I had an appointment for yesterday for family planning. And I'm just calling to find out exactly what day could come to have. I'm supposed to get I don't want to see my business, but it's family planning.
No, you ain't got to say what the business is.
Right. And I called it all to find out what day I could come.
It's going to be difficult, ma'am, right now because they're under pressure.
Right.
It's possible that you could hold off on what is you supposed to be doing for the time being.
It's tedious. Yeah, it's
because
very tedious.
We are locked down now.
I know. But yeah, it's difficult. I was to get my
part. No, I agree. No, because you gotta do what you gotta do. And I can say if you're gonna lock you in the house, at least you could have the capacity to, you know, ensure that in a few months' time you don't have another mouth to feed.
Exactly, I was trying to tell you, so you know where you're coming from.
No, I understand. But I am not really sure. Is it possible that you could avail yourself of any private facilities? Because tomorrow will be the last day, and if it's possible, tomorrow. if you can get to family planning in the meantime, it is possible that you can have an appointment there, the Barbados Family Planning Association.
Oh, I could go there then.
It will cost you some money, but it might make sense to do that.
I just pay for all now, so.
Right, well, no, we'll go to family planning.
I don't care how much I got there.
you call the family planning. They might even be able to give you the number.
All right.
Don't ask me how it is. I know the number is 426-2027.
426-2027.
Ask any of them down, and I'm sure that they will accommodate you tomorrow under the circumstances. All right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, ma'am. All the best, and keep safe in the lockdown. Take care. Okay. Well, welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.